I'm here with Father Federico Lombardi, Director of the Vatican Press Office, also Director of Vatican Radio and CTV, the Vatican television station. Father, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, thank you. I am very happy to be with you and to explain something about my work.
Well, on that note, let's start with your typical day. How does it start for you? Obviously, three big media operations. How do you cope with that?
Yeah, the first thing in the day is naturally is the Mass and the prayer in the morning in my community house. I am a member of a Jesuit community near to the Vatican. Then I go first to Vatican Radio to see what happens, to have a first overview about the news of the day, about the press review and so on. And then I go to the press office because the morning is the most important time for the press office of the Holy See. We have a series of communique about appointment, about text of the speech of the Pope to publish and so on. The press office is open all the morning until 2 p.m., and then I am there, I can answer to requests of interviews and so on. After that, I go to the Vatican Television Center to meet with my collaborators, the administrator and the head of the technical section, and we see what to decide is for the next engagement of the CTV and so on. I have daily at least one meeting with the two major responsible of the activities. In the afternoon, normally to Vatican Radio, until the late evening, if there are other meetings at the Vatican Television Center or in other places, I go. But normally the second part of the day, afternoon and evening, is at Vatican Radio. I can there answer to correspondence or have new meetings or interviews. Normally, if there are interviews, I do in the afternoon at Vatican Radio.
Does it help your knowledge of TV, of radio? Does that help with the Vatican Press Office, understanding those demands of the media?
I think yes. Obviously, it is a big charge to have three different charges at the same time. I try to have some good result from this sum of charges, in the sense that I try to produce synergies among the trees. For instance, Vatican Radio produces a lot of information, of documentation, for the different journalists of Vatican Radio. We have 40 sections in different languages. And then we have a good center for documentation that produces background materials and so on for the pilgrimage of the Pope abroad and so on. And then I have begun to give systematically, practically, all this documentation, or a large part of the documentation, also to the journalists that are accredited at the press office. In this sense, to develop the information basis, the documentation basis that they have. Or I have begun to give the sound life, the connection of the sound life of every audience of the Pope. If the Pope meets some groups of bishops or some other people, we receive through Vatican Radio the sound from the palace, and we send it to the press office so that the journalists that are there can also check if the embargo, the text is that we have given them, are then really said by the Pope, or if there are changes and so on. and also if there are live broadcasting from the Vatican Television Center, there are more and more also for important audiences. We give this live also in the press office to help the work of the journalist. I have also learned by the experience with the Vatican Television Center that the important television agency need some short declarations about something that happens, and then I try to be ready to give this also, even if there are 2 words, 1 minute or 30 seconds. Associated Press Television or Reuters Television are very happy to have this. In this sense, I try to go in this direction. And yes, I think that the experience in the different institutions gives me a certain understanding of the needs of the different information institutions, in particular television agencies.
And in that sense, consumption in the modern world of communications has changed a bit, hasn't it? I mean, we have the internet where people want short, sharp, snappy, 90 seconds, a few minutes. And the Vatican has got hold of that and started a YouTube channel, seen by many millions, of course. What brought that on?
We are in this world of the rapidly changing communication. And we see how the people, and in particular young people, are interested in seeing short video news. And then we have developed also this capacity. This is something new for us. Before, with the Vatican Television Center, we were acquainted in giving news of 2, 3, 5 minutes to the television agencies and stop. Now we have begun to produce ourselves the news for the net. We have understood it is easy now to understand that the net is really a new world in which many people, many navigators are. And then we had seen that many of our images were put on the net by others. And then it is very important that we have in our hands also the source of the information. And then we have begun to produce ourselves the video news about the Pope's activity and putting it on a website of Vatican Radio. And then, as we had a certain experience, also on YouTube with different languages. It is a beginning experience. We are still at the beginning of a long way, I think. But we need to be present and to learn from the experience what we have to do, to be present and to have every possibility to be reached, and to if the people are interested in knowing what the Pope is doing, what the Church is saying, we have to be present where the people are searching for such information.
You've been in the job 3 years now. What would you say are the biggest challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is to understand how this communication world develops itself and in which directions, and how we can react and be really in dialogue with this changing world. Because it is true that the rapidity in which this world changes and diffuses is news that sometimes are not well verified, or there are wrong perspectives and so on. But this goes on with a speedy, incredible speed. And then we have to learn how to be more in relation with the time, with the rapidity of this information world. This is not easy, but we have some resources and some experiences. We have to use better, I think, what our resources already are in the newspapers, in the radio, also in the internet. And then we have to reflect how to organize better our resources to be really ready to answer in a short time or immediately to the questions that are arising. I think this is the challenge. And also to have a very simple and clear language to propose the messages of the church, because sometimes we are still acquainted with a very complex language and rich and articulated. What is necessary also for to do more profound discussion of the problems, but in this world we have also to be ready to send very short and quick message to help the people to understand what is very important and what not, and what in which direction the church or the Pope is speaking.
Is translation ever an issue in getting those texts out in English and other languages afterwards?
Yes, this is really a problem and a direction in which we have to work. But yes, you have to understand that the working language in Rome is normally Italian, and the large majority of the groups that come also to the Vatican and understand more Italian than other languages. In any case, there are many occasions and important occasions in which the Pope speaks in Italian, and the translation is not immediately ready, because the speech was prepared for the occasion and not a week before and or days before, and because the activity is very intense. Therefore, it is not easy to solve this problem of translation, but for communiques or for very important speech, naturally, it is a need. I am very proud that for this last pilgrimage of the Pope to the Holy Land, we had prepared all the full translation of all speech of the Pope in Arabic. And this was very important, because I saw also in the meeting with the Muslim in Amman, or also in the visit of the Pope to the refugee camp, to have a good Arabic translation, it was vitally important. And in this sense, we have to go in this direction, but it is not easy. We have not unendly resources for this.